for a car like that.
And our guys have the best equipment and the best training. So whether it's an oil change or a big emergency repair, why would you just let any old mechanic touch your car?
And Formula Nissan is one of the top customer service dealerships in the entire country. Jack, can that be true for a dealer right here in Barry, Vermont?
Absolutely. Get your next service right here at Formula Nissan on the Barry Montpelier Road next to Pizza Hut. No appointment necessary, or make one online at FormulaNissan.com. Tires, batteries, oil changes, we do it all. All makes, all models, and you won't believe how affordable it is. Let us show you how easy it is to do business here.
It's time to get the story behind the story. Interviews with newsmakers, newsbreakers, and your phone calls. Radio Vermont presents The Mark Johnson Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in. Gosh, I thought we were supposed to get a relatively nice day today. It's pretty dark out there. Thanks for spending part of your morning with us. Coming up on the program this morning, thank goodness we have Dr. Joel Kahn standing by, because no matter how bad the weather is, this dude's going to brighten your day. Coming up later this hour, too, we're going to chat with David White. He is with a group that's putting on an event coming up next week that is talking about development and planning. So that'll be happening in about 20 minutes or so here. We'll take your phone calls throughout the program. Love to hear from you. You know that's an important part of the program. Love to hear from you, 244-1777. That's our local number in central Vermont. And you can also reach us on our toll-free lines at 877-291-8255. All right. Let's get right down to business here. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome this morning to Dr. Joel Kahn, whose most recent book is The Whole Heart Solution. He probably doesn't even remember that we had him on the program before with his book, Prevent, Not Stent. Doc, how you doing this morning?
I'm great, and I remember, and I'm proud to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, how'd that last interview go? I don't remember.
It was upbeat and fun, and I think half of Vermont is now eating more broccoli.
Okay, there you go. So you are a different kind of cardiologist. Tell us how.
Yeah, I got dropped on my head early in life and ended up a little different.
Yeah, but you graduated.
Respect to my parents who didn't watch me so carefully. But, no, I do all that cardiologists do. I'm sitting in the hospital, just shock the man's heart back to good rhythm and do heart catheterizations. But I'm trying to put myself out of work. And that's because science says heart disease can be nearly completely eliminated. The number one killer in America, heart attack every 34 seconds in the United States. 85-90+% of them don't need to happen. We've just created this perfect storm of lifestyle, and we're suffering from it. So I love to talk about the fact that simple steps lead to massive health improvements.
And you're really a big believer in going vegan.
That is one of the options. I mean, I'm a big believer in upping your fruits and vegetables till they're growing out of every orifice of your body, because the science says, and really to be honest, the most recent science says, above 5, 6, 7 servings a day, it starts to flatten out. It's all good, but, you know, so few people get that 5, 6, 7 servings a day of whole fruits and vegetables in. But, you know, whether it's heart disease plummets, whether it's weight issues plummets, blood pressure plummets, cholesterol, diabetes plummet, and cancer rates. So not to take advantage of, you know, the produce section, the farmer's market, your backyard garden is unfortunately a very expensive decision for your long-term health.
Are there some meats that are less bad than others?
Yes, and I think everybody in the field agrees that processed meat, and, you know, number one on the list is bacon, that sacred sacred breakfast morsel, pepperoni, salami, bologna, turkey bologna, processed meat is a sewer of disease, chemicals, hormones, antibiotics, feathers, eyeballs, tails. Now, it's pretty bad stuff, and I know I just disrupted a whole lot of people's breakfast. But, you know, the truth is the truth. Rectal cancer, I mean, I'm a cardiologist, but, you know, I see those patients too, and it's just the science. Plus, if you care about the environment, and everybody does, but people don't know the data, it turns out that the most land and drain on our resources is from raising red meat cattle.
Wow.
Much more so than chicken, turkey, fish, and such. Those are issues, but the red meat is 160 times as much land to raise cattle for beef than it is to raise plants for food for the world. 160 times. So anyways, I like the idea of eating plants till from morning to evening. And if you want to do it all the way and call yourself, like I do, a plant-based human, a vegan human, great. If you want to do it 18 meals a week, 15 meals a week, 7 meals a week, at least you're making an important step.
Can I give up the turkey bologna and the other bologna and keep the bacon?
Well, I'll tell you one clue that hasn't been completely studied. Anytime you eat something bad with something good, you're doing yourself a favor. So a burger that has lots of green lettuce on it and a tomato is better than a burger. And bacon, if you happen to have some sliced tomatoes, spinach, I don't know what else would go good in the morning with it, or spices. When you use spices, which, of course, are plants dried, I would buy organic ones if you can afford the extra dollar bottle. Anyways, anything that combines plants with some of the dangerous foods is a bit better than the health-robbing foods alone.
So has this been demonstrated in countries where people are on a much more plant-based diet?
Yeah, there are examples. The most dramatic, and it's really not a giant shift, but the most dramatic was in Finland. Finland had the world record heart attack rate in 30- and 40-year-olds. Big, strapping farmers looking great, dying of heart attacks suddenly. Really was hurting the economy in the early 70s.
Wow.
The entire government got together. A particular southern region of Finland called Karolinska got together. And my Finnish isn't as up to date as it should be. I may have just botched that word. At any rate, they said, you know what? We're going to go from whole fat to skim milk. We're going to tell people stop putting butter on their bread 10 times a day and, you know, go to plant-based margarines. Very controversial. Everybody thinks margarine may not be as healthy as butter. But they did some simple steps. They told the public, why don't you think about smoking less? 85% drop in heart attack rate in 5 years. And it's been sustained in Finland. Finland no longer has the record for the highest heart attack rate in the world. So that would be one example. Loma Linda, California. If you go to L.A., you drive 50 minutes to the east, there's 10 years extra survival in Loma Linda, California. Loma Linda University is there. It's a pretty big town, about 200,000. They have a very high percentage of vegetarians. This has been studied and published. People in Loma Linda are thinner, less diabetes, less obesity, less heart disease, less cancer than 50 minutes to the west, Los Angeles. And, you know, the air quality is about the same, and it's the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably don't eat a lot of bacon in that town either.
Well, there are 10% of Loma Linda are vegan, and about 50% are actually some version of vegetarian, so they're probably not eating bacon.
What happened to you when you started eating this diet? How did you feel differently?
Well, I found I could fly faster than a plane and bounce all buildings on a single bounce.
Okay.
But, that's actually, I have to say, I don't have that story some people have where I had a health crisis and I healed it through plant-based diets. I was in good health in my college days when I began a vegetarian and later a completely plant-based vegan diet. But what I do notice is I'm not the thinnest human in the world, but I can put on pants that I've had for 20 years in my closet and they fit just fine. So, you know, usually most people gain a pound or two or three a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
It just hasn't happened. I don't take medication. I mean, when I check my labs, they're pretty awesome. And I do come from a family with some health problems. So, you know, I don't get colds. I'm pretty bullish on it as the best life insurance and health insurance kind of policy you can take is open your refrigerator and make it look rainbow colored.
Talking with Dr. Joel Kahn, he's the author of The Whole Heart Solution. You don't get colds?
No, sir. Very, very rare. Haven't missed a day of work for health. Thank God, knock on wood, poo, 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 as my grandmother would say for, several decades. So.
Mm-hmm.
I got to come up with excuses to take a day off of work.
Right, okay. You say you can reverse heart disease?
Yeah, that is, you can, you know, my big pitch to the public and what I would love people to write down is, number one, you can detect heart disease very early. We can talk about that for 30 seconds. You can prevent it by some of the stuff we just talked about, increasing the amount of plants in your diet, don't smoke, walk. But you can reverse established heart disease. Somebody's listening. Maybe had a heart attack, a stent, bypass surgery. Maybe they just had a catheterization, showed some blockage. The data, scientific data, this isn't opinion, is that you can reverse the angina, reverse the abnormal stress test, and actually reverse the blockage by dietary changes. Very exciting data. And it isn't brand new. First major publication was 1990. last major publication was just a couple months ago over the summer from the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Dean Ornish might be a name some of the listeners know in California. He's no joke, man. He is working with the best scientists in the world. Now he's actually tackling prostate cancer and showing you can reverse prostate cancer with plant-based diets, low in fat, with some walking. But yes, there are catheterization data and other, you know, means of proving it, that you can stop and actually reverse heart disease with your fork, with your feet. It's inexpensive. It's very accessible nowadays in grocery stores. And people love it when they learn about it because they realize it's not just going to the doctor and getting another prescription. It's every time they, you know, make a meal or go to a restaurant, they have an influence on how their health is going to be. It's great.
What's the connection between meat and being overweight?
Probably a number of factors. There is, of course, a higher content of fat in most meats. You know, we think of meat protein. Meat, we need it for muscle. Turns out most cuts of meat, sirloin, is 70% fat. There's more protein in broccoli per calorie per pound than there is in a sirloin steak.
Wow.
That's, you know, one of the big misconceptions. So it's, you know, and fat has the most calories per gram, twice as many as a carbohydrate, twice as many as protein. So just by nature, when you increase fats in food, which is meat, you will increase weight. The other is, unfortunately, we have so messed up the world that there are hormones in meat, there's estrogen in meat, there are antibiotics in meat. So you get all these secondary kind of remora shark, those little fish to hang with shark, these little remora fish of meat, the things that come with it in modern society are impacting our ability to maintain our weight, disrupting our kind of hormone balance, adding chemicals in our bodies and our fat stores that are causing harm. So that's another additional factor. And then, you know, we prepare meat, we grill it, we barbecue it, we make it black and crunchy. Quite a bit of data that barbecuing meat makes it even a less desirable food than some other way of making it, you know, broiling it or baking it or such.
Wow. Boy, you're really...
Boy, am I blowing a lot of bubbles today.
Man,
you know?
you're no fun at a barbecue, dude. I'll tell you
I am
much.
No fun. I mean, I put my portobello mushroom on there for a couple minutes, make sure it doesn't get all black and charred, and...
That's the best way to...
Put down a couple brewskis, because for a guy, a couple alcoholic drinks a day is good for the heart. One alcoholic drink a day for a woman, unless you have problems with it, unless you have a family history, of course, of alcohol addiction and all, do not touch the stuff. But anyways, if you're looking for a healthy heart, there's like... 5 steps to not have a heart attack. One of those 5 steps that's in the literature all over the place is an alcoholic drink a few times a week. So that's what I go to barbecues for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You also meditate.
I do, and I find that, you know, I'm so linked in and wired in. You know, my cell phone is my beeper, is my patients calling me. They have my cell phone number. You know, I can run, but I can't hide, and once in a while when I can grab it, it's important to check out of this, you know, electromagnetic frequency Wi-Fi world. And meditation is probably more important than ever. But it's not new age. It's actually old age, of course. It's using thousand-year-old techniques. But we've got science now. It's anti-aging to meditate. It's been proven to affect your genes in a favorable way so you age slower if you meditate. It lowers inflammation, people with arthritis and people with other inflammatory conditions, which is obesity and diabetes and heart disease, drops with meditation. And your intelligence, your ability to pass tests, do well at work, go up when you meditate. So it can be as little as 10 minutes a day of just checking out and letting your mind, you know, be where it wants to be, or you can use one of those mantras. Like, I love plants, whatever works for you.
Okay, all right. So you can do as little as 10 minutes a day, really?
You can. It's usually recommended that you try. You know, there's a famous saying, if you can't find 20 minutes twice a day to meditate, you probably ought to do it an hour twice a day because your life is free. You know, and there is a little to that. But 3 to 5 minutes. The meditation that's been studied at UCLA and been shown to be anti-aging with, you know, research techniques and anti-inflammatory was 12 minutes a day of meditation. You know, really not hard to do.
Mm-hmm. So do you use a program or do you just repeat something over and over? How do you get into wherever you get to?
Yeah, personally, I do copy and follow this one that was studied at UCLA and Alzheimer's Institute in Tucson called a kirtan kriya, K-I-R-T-A-N kriya, K-R-I-Y-A. It's 12 minutes. There is a little statement you say over and over. It doesn't take that perfect commitment to a blank brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite calming and easy, and you know, some people get so stressed out that they're terrible at meditation. Of course, there isn't really such a thing. The idea of meditation is not to make you more stressed and have more anxiety about it all. So that's one I particularly like.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to teach patients real quick.
What are some other ways to reduce stress?
Well, a lot of good ones, and thank you for asking. Getting 7 hours of sleep a night, that's kind of a goal, not one you can necessarily do every day. 7 hours of sleep a night is a good one. Exercise has been proven to reduce stress and anxiety. Eating healthier foods. This is really interesting. Anxiety and stress is being linked to the health of the bacteria in our GI system, of all things. And when you eat excessive alcohol, excessive sugar, excessive chemicals in food, you disrupt the bacteria in your GI tract, and there's actually more anxiety and more depression and more stress. So eating healthy is a good one. And then, of course, breathing is a good one. Meditating is a good one. Yoga has been shown to decrease anxiety. And stress. So all these things can be used very healthfully. Magnesium, we're very deficient in magnesium in this country because the soil and the plants don't have as much as it optimally should. And taking a little extra oral magnesium would be a very good idea.
What do we need that for?
Magnesium is used in about 300 chemical reactions through the body, from the heart to the nervous system to diabetic glucose control, insulin. And we're deficient in it. There's estimated, if you measure it correctly, maybe 80% of Americans are low in magnesium. Even if you're eating green leafies, the soil very often, organic is better than conventional.
Mm-hmm.
The soil is so low in magnesium, unlike the old farming practices of rotating crops and leaving fields alone for a while. It's factory farming now, and we just take advantage of the soil. So you can go to a health food store, and I certainly encourage people, green leafy vegetables, nuts and seeds that are raw are excellent sources of magnesium. But if you're having issues with stress and poor sleep, a little extra magnesium at night as a supplement has been extremely useful in my patients. Lowers blood pressure, improves blood sugar control.
Huh.
Pretty harmless unless you got kidney issues.
Right. And then you go to the nephrologist, not to you.
At that point, you should probably talk to your nephrologist about extra magnesium.
We're talking with Dr. Joel Kahn. He's a cardiologist and the author of The Whole Heart Solution. So my bicuspid aortic valve that I was born with, have I eaten enough broccoli? Can I reverse the stenosis?
Well, that's very interesting you bring that up, because just yesterday, in fact, the traditional statement is 1% of people are born with that valve, is that it may slowly get a little thicker and a little worse with time, and there's not much you can do about it. But just yesterday, some science came out that a higher cholesterol is associated with a more rapid damage to aortic valves, leading to the blockage called aortic stenosis. So, there are some health experts out there that are encouraging people that cholesterol is good for you. The more cholesterol, the better. It's a very dangerous and corrupt message for heart patients. It may also be a very bad and corrupt message for people with the valve problem you have. So, eat, exercise, get your labs checked, and try and keep your cholesterol maybe 150 or less. It may keep that valve, young and youthful and flexible. Although we haven't been able to prove that, but this association with high cholesterol is brand new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably got to lay off the bacon a little bit too, huh?
You can lay on the bacon, just don't eat it.
Okay. Not while it's in the pan. So tell me, what are your thoughts about the healthcare system getting paid, this fee-for-service discussion, all this healthcare reform going on? What do you think about it?
I hate to be controversial because I've been in this system for 25 years. I think we, need to flush it. We need Noah and the flood. Take away the entire current medical care system and put one in that's really based on health and wellness and prevention and education. And, teaching healthy food and diets to kids and adults, and you would see illness plummet. You'd see lifespan extend. You'd see, healthy lifespan extend. We'd have hospitals that would really be just educational centers to teach people a healthy lifestyle, unless you get crunched in a car accident, we'd still have some acute emergencies. I really believe that. It's a system so completely away from truly avoiding disease, because you know, I'm in the system. I'm being self-critical. You get paid for people's illness.
Right.
It's very hard to get paid for promoting wellness.
Right. So how do you change that dynamic?
You know, there is a chance. There is this medical organization that's now all over the country called Accountable
Care
Organizations.
Yeah. ACOs.
ACOs.
Yeah.
Where theoretically 30,000 people are going to have their doctors and hospitals get X amount of dollars, whether they spend them or don't spend them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to avoid it just being an HMO of years past where people, you know, perhaps on occasion inappropriately underutilized. Let's utilize it for health and wellness and education and magnesium and spinach and kale. I'll give a shout out. I've got a colleague, medical doctor in Houston, Dr. Garth Davis, bariatric surgeon. He's got a program in Herman Hospital. If any doctor in the city writes on a prescription, fruits and vegetables on their prescription pad, takes it to Herman Hospital, you get $20 worth of fruits and vegetables for $10 or something. You know, kind of breaking the medical model that every prescription has to be a pill. You know, it can actually be a health prescription.
Hmm. Of course, you got to be able to read that it says broccoli and all that kind of stuff, too. Which,
yeah. It could end up getting broccomycin or something by accident.
So how long are you going to do what you're doing?
I hope for a very long time because, you know, I cannot possibly exhaust the opportunity to speak health, wellness, and heart attack prevention. And let me, maybe 30 seconds, let's just talk about how to prevent a heart attack when we finish. But it's a message that needs to be shouted. It needs to be shouted in the hospitals where food and fitness are not emphasized, where medical personnel are overweight and stressed and not encouraged to maintain their own health.
Mm-hmm.
The worst food in my hospital is in the doctor's dining room.
Really?
Total embarrassment. Yeah, that's the only place we have fried food in the hospital.
We have a hospital here in Burlington that, honest to God, people go out to dinner to the place. It's that good.
Excellent. We have one in the Detroit area like that, and you know, why wouldn't it be everyone, and why wouldn't there be fitness classes and all the things that should happen?
So. Yeah. All right.
Take the visionary. The Cleveland Clinic's going that way, and I'm glad you've got one in Burlington. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let me just give a shout-out. If you're worried about your risk of a heart attack, you've never had a heart attack, you're just kind of worried, you're 45, 50, there's a CAT scan of the heart that takes 10 seconds. You lie down, hold your breath, it's done. No IV, no contrast or dye. You can't be allergic to it. You have to pay for it, usually, about $150, $200. It's called a coronary calcium CAT scan. You can find out in 10 seconds if you're walking around with silent heart disease or not. If you're not, please don't have a hot fudge sundae, but you're in pretty darn safe shape. If your calcified arteries are discovered, and depending how bad they are, you want to get to a specialist and say, how can I correct my lifestyle? How can I get my blood pressure, my cholesterol, my waistline, my sleep, my stress? And get early, early, early intervention, like plant-based diets.
Mm-hmm.
Like BBS for a day. So, you've got it in Burlington. We've got it in Detroit. It's just grossly underused, and people are having their heart attacks that we could have avoided.
And you can just kind of call up and get one of these done?
Yeah, usually, because the insurance system is really not involved. That's true, although most hospitals I've seen still want a prescription from a doc. So you may have to convince your doc that the American College of Cardiology has endorsed this as an excellent screening test.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the literature. It's just not, because there's really no profit in the system, and there isn't yet the definitive study that we know it works. We can't prove that people live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Take a long-term study that nobody's going to fund. But yes, you could call up University of Vermont. I want a coronary calcium CT scan of my heart arteries. No IV, no contrast. How much does it cost?
Mm-hmm.
And go for it. If you get a zero, you are in a happy place.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, just change your lifestyle. Start doing better stuff.
Not too many times you want to get a zero in a test.
No, this is the one. This is a big smile.
Okay, so did you...
Put two dots in a happy face and your zero is a circle. You know.
Did you just take hot fudge sundaes out of the equation, too, on top of bacon?
Did that slip in off
your
tongue?
Yeah.
I mean, now you can't order one without hot fudge bacon sundaes.
That's right.
You know,
bacon ice cream.
But, you know... It's not everything in moderation. That is a lie. Everything in moderation is a heart attack diet. I mean, it's not true. But, I mean, on your birthday, a hot fudge sundae with a candle, probably not going to do you any harm. That's 364 days of goodness and wellness. Well, you know, we don't have a birthday 52 times a year. We don't have a birthday every night at 10:30 p.m., so don't keep this stuff in your house.
Right.
I mean, I truly believe animal fat and protein is the most harmful item. But we all know we have way too much sugar. You know, 75 to 100 pounds of sugar a year. Think about a giant bag of soil that weighs 100 pounds, and that's what you're eating with
wow.
a spoon of white sugar. It's just insane. It used to be about a pound a year.
Wow. All right, I think we should conclude before you take anything else off the list here. My goodness.
I can give every fruit and every vegetable. There we go. There's thousands.
That was easy. That was written right on that prescription pad, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for your time. Write another book so we can get you back on, all right?
You are so kind. It's in the works right now, the Whole Heart Solution Lifestyle Book. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Doc.
Have a wonderful Vermont day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Joel Kahn, who is the author of The Whole Heart Solution. As you can tell, he's got a little bit of personality as well, too. Wow, what a drag, though. Sorry to have done that to you. I didn't mean to take out all of your favorite food groups there in about 20 minutes. That was a pretty good swath there. That was like performing surgery on your favorite foods. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Coming up next, we're going to tell you about an event that's coming up that's going to the Vermont Development Conference. I think they're going to be serving all sorts of fabulous bacon hors d'oeuvres there, too. We'll be back after this.